From Russia with Love is a mixture of shooting, action, and racing, as the series always has, you know, sort of comprised.
Here there's really no difficulty at all. It's just kind of like a shooting gallery. You just sort of run through, shoot dudes, shoot dudes, shoot dudes, they die. That's pretty much it.
By pressing the left trigger, you target a character or an item, usually an explosive barrel. And from there, if you want to add more sort of specialized targeting, there's a little pipper in the middle of that reticule that you can aim towards specific parts of the body.
You just kind of auto-target everyone and shoot everyone. And, you know, Bond villains, they're not very good at hitting James Bond, so here they're not very good at hitting James Bond, but here they're extra not good.
This proves to be pretty fun. It was something you could do in the previous game, but now you actually have a reason for doing it.
There is also a multiplayer component, but it's not fun, exactly.
And From Russia with Love uses a sort of RPG light system, which works pretty well. If you play Ratchet and Clank, you might be familiar with it.
And kind of hack together the plot into this action game that really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, since the movie itself isn't exactly that action-oriented to begin with.
And if you're paying attention, there's a huge amount of stuff to unlock in this. I think that's this game's biggest sort of replay value, value overall of the game.
You know, as long as you don't put too much thought into it, you're not too worried about trying to, you know, challenge your way through the game. It's just, you can power through it in about 7 hours, maybe go back and play a few of the bonus levels, try and get some unlockables and stuff, but
what you've got here is a pretty good Bond game, probably better than Everything or Nothing.
For that matter, it's not even really that good of a game compared to even Everything or Nothing. It lacks that kind of that spark, that real feeling of thrill that was just so prevalent in that game. And here, it's just kind of like a lot of shooting, a lot of car chases, and that's it.